Hi, welcome to the Pharmacy in Practice podcast. Just a quick podcast this time. I want to tell you about an exciting new partnership Pharmacy in Practice has done with the College of Mental Health Pharmacy in 2019. So the College of Mental Health Pharmacy and Pharmacy in Practice have announced a partnership with the core aim of promoting the role of pharmacists in the care of patients suffering mental health issues. The College is a charity dedicated to advancing education in the practice of mental health pharmacy. They promote and disseminate research for public benefit and all aspects of the subject. The College is a membership organisation. Although most of their members are pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, anyone with an interest in mental health and medicines can actually become a member. The College Mental Health Pharmacy aims to ensure that people with mental health conditions receive the best medication for their individual needs. They want to help them live as fulfilling lives as possible. Pharmaceutical care for people with mental health problems is improved by providing pharmacy team members with high quality education and support about mental health conditions and their management. So the partnership with Pharmacy in Practice that we're announcing will support these aims by delivering regular content for pharmacists across the UK on the pertinent issues of the day in mental health pharmacy. So in the coming year, we will see joint projects between the two organisations aimed at sharing the excellent work that the College of Mental Health Pharmacy do. And just to give you some examples, these activities will include interviews with key opinion leaders in mental health pharmacy, career spotlights of leading mental health pharmacists, educational features on mental health, coverage of the extremely successful College of Mental Health Pharmacy annual conference, and insight into the work the College of Mental Health Pharmacy do on credentialing mental health pharmacists. So Juliet Shepherd, the president of the College of Mental Health Pharmacy, very kindly welcomed the partnership, and she said the following: "This is a wonderful opportunity to let people know about such an essential subject, as the next patient you talk to probably has mental illness or mental health issues. It is important that everyone has the knowledge to help. I would like to thank Jonathan and Pharmacy in Practice for helping us to spread the word using their well-known and trusted resources. Pharmacy in Practice has a wide readership of keen and engaged professionals. People have been asking the College of Mental Health Pharmacy for help with improving their knowledge, and this seems like a great way to do just that." And I commented, "I'm really proud to support the College of Mental Health Pharmacy through this partnership. Over recent years, the awareness of the impact of mental illness has increased significantly. People are more likely to talk about their mental health, but as professionals, we must do more, I think. I'm particularly interested in investing in and supporting the excellent educational work that the College already does. We need to encourage pharmacists to develop and demonstrate competence in these areas. I'd also like to help share best practice stories of pharmacists who have successfully built their careers in this extremely important specialty. And my core aim as part of this partnership is to help support pharmacists and pharmacy technicians deliver excellent pharmaceutical care for patients, regardless of their setting. Thanks very much. See you soon."